Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, the podcast keeping you updated on the latest industry trends and developments in the Northwest aerospace sector. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel, our co-host.
Hi Emma, today we're talking about a new initiative called True North, and how the aerospace industry is helping drive purpose-led growth in the North. It's an exciting development that's bringing together over 100 leaders to discuss the region's economic potential.
That's right. The True North initiative started with a series of discussions in the North this summer, and it's already showing promising signs of collaboration between aerospace companies, as well as other strategic sectors.
So, what were the main priorities identified by these organizations?
They highlighted nurturing people and skills, innovation and change, and sustainable growth as key areas for unlocking the North's potential.
That makes sense, especially with the aerospace industry having long-standing skills shortages. What's being done to address that?
The report suggests considering more flexible routes into work, focusing on soft skills and potential over polished CVs. It's also encouraging alternative routes outside of universities, which the aerospace sector has already embraced well.
I see, and what about innovation? The North is already a hotbed for aerospace innovation, right?
Absolutely. The region is home to some of the world's best academic institutions and research facilities. The challenge is to match the success of places like MIT and Stanford by retaining entrepreneurial talent within the region.
That's a great point. Retaining talent is crucial for long-term success. What about sustainability? That's a big topic in the industry at the moment.
The True North discussions identified the importance of businesses leading the charge in decarbonisation rather than waiting for government directives. It's also about uniting to visualize the collective impact and how investment can make a difference.
Right, and the AMRC is an example of a successful collaboration. What role did they play in the True North report?
The AMRC, which works with industry giants like Airbus, Boeing, and Rolls-Royce, trained over 1,700 apprentices since 2001. They're setting a great example for other sectors to follow in nurturing innovation and skills.
That's impressive. It shows how partnerships between industry and education can create a strong talent pipeline. And what about Brabner's? They seem to be supporting the aerospace industry in another way.
Yes, Brabner's has expanded their environmental law services to help aerospace companies with sustainability issues. They advise on supply chain challenges, including producer responsibility, greenwashing, plastic packaging tax, and chemical regulations.
That's a crucial service as the industry shifts towards sustainable growth. So what's next for True North?
It's an open call for organizations across the region to join the network and be drivers of change. The goal is to unite influential voices and purpose-driven organizations to co-create a path forward.
And for those interested in joining, what's the process?
You can register to join Brabner's on the True North journey, and we encourage the AMRC to become a member of the True North network.
That's a great opportunity for collaboration and growth. Thank you, Emma, for breaking down the key points of the True North initiative.
Thanks, Daniel. It's an exciting time for the Northwest aerospace sector as we work together to drive purpose-led growth and shape the future of the industry.
And that's it for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. For more information on True North, visit our website or register to join the network. Until next time.
Stay informed and keep flying high with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Goodbye.